This week's parsha, Parshas Bahaloscha, begins with the mitzvah of the lighting the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. The Hadlik Neros Shel Beis HaMikdash, Bahaloscha's HaNeros. And in fact, there's a major discussion in the commentaries, in Machloket Rambam and Ravid, regarding the nature of the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah the actual hadlak itself, is the act of lighting, hadlaka osa mitzvah? Or was it this fact that there was this light in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Rambam writes, and others point out, that he writes that a non-Kohen, a Zar, could do the hadlaka. And it seems in the Rambam, even l'chadchila, and other Rishonim, the Ravid, disagree. So what's the issue whether you say a non-Kohen could actually light the candles, light the menorah? So the Achronim point out, this is, seems to be the issue on whether the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros in the Beis HaMikdash is a Maisa Hadlaka, is a mitzvah, the act of kindling the light, or is it the fact that they have light? And in fact, this machlokas regarding hadlakas near in the Beis HaMikdash seems to be also the same issue regarding hadlakas near Shabbos. And you know, from and also perhaps hadlakas near Chanukah seems to be obvious. The hadluk near shel Chanukah, not so much on the nusach habracha, as we'll see. There's a discussion what the text is by Shabbos, but we know that halachas you can't get benefit from the candles of Chanukah. So obviously, the purpose isn't for the light. The purpose, they point out, is the Maisa Hadlaka. That's why the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that you have to light from Mishatishka Hachama Ashetichel Rego Min Hashuk. And according to Rambam, one who lights before or after does not fulfill the mitzvah. So we see Hadlaka is near. Chanukah seems to be the Maisa Hadlaka. What about, and by near the Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash seems to be a Machlokes, what about near Shabbos? So near Shabbos, Tosfos and Shabbos, Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Chova, quotes an opinion that what happens if there is already light in the room? Let's say you lit a candle in the morning, and now Friday morning, and now Shabbos is coming. Do I have to relight the candle? So Tosfos quotes the opinion that no, you do not have to relight the candle. One is Yotze, one fulfills the mitzvah of Hadlakas near Shabbos. Parenthetically, this is according to the opinion who says you don't need a bracha, period, which we Paschim, we make a bracha, but there's a discussion whether you make a bracha at all on Hadlakas near Shabbos, whether it's a chovana. We pass and we make a bracha, but this opinion in Tosfos points out that you do fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilled, even if it's lit at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees and says, you must blow out the candle and relight it. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What is the dispute between the two opinions in the Bali Tosfos? So the dispute seems to be, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Hadlakas near Shabbos? Is it the Maisa Hadlaka? Is the mitzvah the actual lighting? Or is the mitzvah the result that there's light in the house? And therefore, in fact, to some want to bring a raya from the Rambam discusses in his Mishnah Torah and his Yad about the different, he splits up the four different types of mitzvahs. Meaning there are two mitzvahs d'oraisa, two categories that either fall under Zachar v'Shamar, and then what he writes, Kavod v'Oneg, the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And that's midivrei Kabbalah, that's midrabanan. There are some shitas that halachas near Shabbos is d'oraisa, or halach l'moshe misina. We don't pass in that way. We assume that halachas near Shabbos is only midivrei Kabbalah, is only midivrei is derabanan. So they point out in the Rambam, the Briskarev and others, that the Vilna Gaon explains what is the difference when we talk about Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. What's the difference between them? So the Vilna Gaon writes, Kavod Shabbos is the things you do before Shabbos. You clean the house, you get the food ready, you set the table, or whatever has to be done. Oneg Shabbos is the enjoyment you get on Shabbos. So what is the Rambam hold? So some want to suggest that because the Rambam has a lashon that one has to light candle. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that the Rambam says that halachas neros are part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And basically they point out the Rambam holds you have to light candles before Shabbos. Well, that's a little obvious because you can't light candles on Shabbos. So what is the Rambam telling me? He discovered America here? You know what? Make sure you light Shabbos candles before Shabbos. So the Rambam's telling me something much more than that. The essence of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos is covered, or at least partially covered. That's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether it's Oneg Shabbos, meaning it's Tahana, you get for the use on Shabbos, is a Kavod, or perhaps it's both aspects. It's an aspect of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And in fact, that's a major issue in terms of how early can you light Shabbos candles. We know we're used to early Shabbos, especially in the summer months. Early Shabbos is a misnomer, meaning all year round we have early Shabbos, because early Shabbos means we bring it in early, and that is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We have a mitzvah to bring in Shabbos early, and also keep it a little longer at the end. And it's a discussion, the Rishonim, is that a mitzvah min HaTorah? Is that a biblical mitzvah to bring in Shabbos early, or a rabbinical mitzvah? So there's a whole discussion. What's clear is the mitzvah, based on the Gemara in Yuma, the mitzvah bringing in Yom Kippur early, that's clearly a mitzvah in HaTorah. But it says, B'tishah L'erev, we know Yom Kippur is on the 10th. We learn out from there that is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's clear. There's a machlokes in the Rishon, and what about Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantiv? We paskin that Tosefes Shabbos is D'oraisa. And in fact, that's why we know the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Rav David and made Kiddush. So some want to bring a proof. We see that the fact that we know Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, the fact that we did Kiddush after Plag HaMincha, or before nightfall, it shows that Tosefes Shabbos must be D'oraisa, because else, how could you fulfill a mitzvah in HaTorah if the time zone is only D'rabanan? The Mordechai, other Rishonim disagreed. Not, don't necessarily assume that. Some want to say that even if Tosefes Shabbos is D'rabanan, perhaps you could still fulfill the mitzvah then. But we pass it anyway. Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov is D'oraisa. Parenthetically, some people are under the mistaken impression that there is no Tosefes Yom Tov. But there really is no difference between Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's only some technical difficulties. On certain Yom Tovim, like the beginning of Sukkot, or even Shmini Atzeres, Shavuos, the night of Pesach, for different reasons, one has to wait until nightfall to make Kiddush, or to have a Suda. But there's no fundamental problem with bringing in Yom Tov early. And therefore, on Shvi Shel Pesach, that's the first discussion, could you bring in Yom Tov Sheni early or not? But fundamentally, the Paskin is a mitzvah min HaTorah to bring in Yom Tov early as well. So Paskin is D'oraisa. So when is the earliest time one could bring it in? Can I light candles at 11 o'clock in the morning? I love Shabbos. I want to bring it in Friday morning for breakfast. So the answer is no. There's different time periods in Halacha. There's up until sunset, from dawn until sunset, or Netzacham until sunset, sunrise, that's considered day. When the three stars come out at night, that's considered night. The time period in between sunset and the three stars is known as Ben HaShemashos, the twilight period in Halacha is known as Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We treat it as we're not sure if it's day or night. So the Gemara in Brachas discusses what is the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv, and the flip side is when is the last time to daven Mincha. So that's a machlokas in the Mishnah, and the Gemara elaborates on it between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is you could daven Mincha up until Plag HaMincha. Plag literally is half Mincha. What it means is like this. Now, let's assume a 6-to-6 day for our purposes, 12-hour day. So, an hour and a quarter before sunset. So, 6 o'clock is sunset. So, 4:45 is Plag HaMincha. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you must finish Mincha before 4:45. And then you could begin davening Ma'ariv immediately after 4:45. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim disagree and say you could daven Mincha until sunset, and then preferably to wait until nightfall, but minimally after sunset, then we could discuss about davening Ma'ariv. Because the Gemara says we want to avoid what we call a tarte de sasre. Tarte is two, sasre is contradiction. We want to avoid a contradiction. In other words, when we daven Mincha, it's screaming it's daytime. When we daven Ma'ariv, it's screaming it's nighttime. So we want to make sure that we don't daven Mincha Ma'ariv in the same time zone, because then it's a contradictory, because Mincha is screaming day, Ma'ariv night, so we don't want to have to daven Mincha Ma'ariv. So therefore, we don't daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and daven Ma'ariv after. So what we have in the summer, early Shabbos, as I said, every week is early Shabbos, but what we call early Shabbos in the summer month, so you try to work the minyan, it's a fluctuating time, you try to find Plag HaMincha, and then you daven, you make sure you finish Mincha before. So let's say Plag HaMincha is 7 o'clock, so you want to already be finished Mincha. If you want to do Kabbalah Shabbos, but at least Mincha one should finish, so you should start davening by 1:45 to ensure you finish Mincha before 7 o'clock. So then, when you do daven Ma'ariv, it's a new time zone. In fact, that's a separate discussion whether is it best to daven with a minyan and do a tarte de sasre. If that's the only minyan in town, then that's what you have to daven. What you say in Kaddish Anat isn't the issue. Is it better to daven b'tzibur with the congregation and do a tarte de sasre, or is it better to daven earlier on your own and then daven mincha before and daven ma'ariv later, whichever one it's going to be? So that's a machlokas in the poskim. Regarding Friday night, we have more to rely on. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses it. Perhaps when we bring in Shabbos, so that's already has the dad status of Laila, and therefore maybe, even if you don't hold that way during the week, perhaps on Friday night there's more to rely on, that it would not be a tarte de sasre, and then you should daven with the minyan. But either way, so that's the time you should daven mincha before Plag HaMincha. So that's what the post can point out, which is a question exactly how they got it from. But we assume, and you'll see on the calendars, earliest candle lighting, and usually they'll have Plag HaMincha, and then they'll have the regular time of candle lighting, 18 minutes before sunset. So that's what we assume. We don't light candles until after Plag HaMincha, because you can't be Makabel Shabbos, even though we don't necessarily accept Shabbos with our candle lighting. That's a distinction perhaps between men and women, or it doesn't have to be men or women. If a person usually accepts Shabbos with candle lighting, then the assumption is, when they light candles, we're assuming they're accepting Shabbos. But if, let's say, you usually don't accept Shabbos when you light Shabbos candles, you go drive to shul or whatever, so then we assume if there's no intent either way, we assume he's not accepting. There are some opinions we don't paskin like that the lighting of the candle automatically accepts Shabbos. We don't assume that way. However, we do assume that way l'halacha on Yontif. On Yontif, when you're making the Shechiyanu, so one has to be careful, especially any time, but especially Yom Kippur, when many women come to shul, or many people light candles come to shul, that you should not make the Shechiyanu and get into the car. So either you cannot make the Shechiyanu and wait for shul to do the Shechiyanu later, or on Yontif in general, some posts can suggest wait to fulfill your mitzvah of Shechiyanu in the Kiddush later on. But when you say Shechiyanu, that's on the Kiddushas Hayom, then you're makabel Yontif even against your will. So therefore, one should be careful not to make a Shechiyanu before, and then go Machalo Shabbos or Yontif. So we assume you make it before. And that's what they point out. Some point out, that's how Rashi explains. The Gemara says in Shabbos that you shouldn't light the candles too early or too late. There's a discussion in the Rishonim whether it's talking about Shabbos or Hanukkah. But Rashi learns that if one lights too early, it's not recognizable what's done will cover for the honor of Shabbos. And therefore, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and others point out that so too, if when you light candles, someone should be accepting the Shabbos when you light. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that if you light and no one accepts Shabbos, he wants to say you don't even fulfill it, but that's already we don't accept that. It's a chumrah, but obviously it's a good idea if one could accept Shabbos, at least someone, when they light candles, to show the lighting candles is for the sake of the Shabbos. And therefore, so we assume that, you know, it's a major issue today in terms of there are many, it's more of an issue today, number one, because it's the North American thing to have the colloquial early Shabbos. And what's the problem? The problem is the many men who are single or widowed or whatever the case may be, and they're the one who light candles. So actually, I got this question many years ago. They wanted to know, they didn't actually ask me the question, but I figured that was the problem from what they were telling me. I think they told me what they did, and then I was commenting after. But then since then, this question should be a very common question. Not such a simple answer, but it's a common question, is what do you do? Because if you're going to go early Shabbos, so you're going to leave before. So we just finished saying you can't light Shabbos candles until after Pag HaMincha. And the time you come home, it's already Shabbos. So what do? So most people, if you're married, so you go to shul, your wife lights candles, end the discussion. But if you're the one lighting candles and you go to shul and you're making early Shabbos, what do you do? So of course, because if you live across the street from the shul, you can daven Mincha, go home and light Shabbos afterwards, but most don't have that luxury. So this issue depends on this machlokas we discussed in terms of the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Bali Tosus and Shabbos Chaf Hei. What is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? Is the mitzvah that the house be lit? Or is the, in fact, within that machlokas, you have those, some say dafki, you have to use the Shabbos lights. In other words, let's say it's a nice summer day, whether at night during the day, let's assume at night, I want to go out here on the patio, but the lights are inside. Do I dafka have to eat with the Shabbos lights or any lights? That's a further discussion. But that's the issue on whether the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka, the act of kindling, or is it getting benefit from the light? So that depends on this issue. If the issue is the maisa hadlaka, so you have to do the act when it says man ha-mitzvah, I can't shake lula before sukkahs. If the mitzvah doesn't begin until after Pag HaMincha, until after 7 o'clock, if I light candles a quarter to 7, it's not going to do me too much good. In fact, it might do me harm. A bracha levatola might be a blessing in vain. But what do you do? The time you come home already, it's Shabbos. So what do you do? In fact, Magen Avraham, they had a different question, but they discussed the old custom of people used to get married Erev Shabbos. And sometimes they wouldn't. It'd be a big balagan and very busy. So basically the shiloh was, could the woman light candle before, like before Shabbos, meaning before the wedding, and then later on after Tereti Shkia, she'll make the bracha, or a similar shot would be if a woman forgot to light candles, and it's been a shemashos, it's twilight, and we know we permit you to ask a guy to do things for you, l'maka mitzvah, during ben hashemashos. So is it okay? Could a guy light the candles, and then you make the bracha? So in fact, that's a whole discussion. The achronim, we know we usually say a guy isn't ein shliach l'akam. A guy can't be a shliach. So that's a whole discussion. But one of the issues around that is who needs shlichus here? If it's a ma'isa hadlaka, if the mitzvah is the act, you're right. Then you have a problem with shlichus. But if it's result-oriented, as the Maharaj HaZeruah points out, then we don't apply the principle of shlichus, so there's no problem with having a shliach. The point is the result. We don't care how the candles got lit. So that's a major issue, and that also hinges on this issue. If you hold this, the Ma'is HaDlaka, you can't make a bracha beforehand. So that itself is a question. There's a shaila in the Achronim as well. Can I do a Ma'is Halulaka or a Maisa Mitzvah al Tanai, because the Achronim talk about it by Pidgin Aben, that we give the money to the Kohen on the 30 days after a firstborn, Petarechem. So the question is, let's say the Kohen is going to be out of town. So the question they discuss is, can I give the money to the Kohen on day 15 and make the bracha that it's not chal until day 30, or in fact, we have that question by Hanukkah, or I should say we have that question, by Hanukkah, is when Friday night, we light the candles early before Shkia. So depending, if you hold the mitzvah changed on Friday night, there wouldn't be a raya. But if you hold, the mitzvah still remains the same, the mitzvah doesn't begin until nightfall, you're basically making a bracha on the Hanukkah candles, now for it to be chal later. That's a major shaila in the poskim. So minimally speaking, there's no harm in leaving the candles going, light the candles before Shabbos without a bracha. So you don't lose. You're not making a bracha, and the bracha isn't an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. So even if you don't make a bracha, you still get the mitzvah. So if you play it safe, you just light the candles before Plag HaMincha, no bracha. And then if you get the mitzvah, you get the mitzvah. If not, you don't. Then plus you have that issue, plus then you have the other issue of, it's no different than someone comes home and they light. So maybe it's no different than if a guy lights afterwards. So maybe it touches on our other issue of Oneg Shabbos. Maybe you can make a bracha on the halacha is near, out in the midst of Oneg Shabbos, that the enjoyment you're getting afterwards. That all ties into that issue. Also, as well, another issue that perhaps could be related to that is the issue of electric lights, about in terms of whether, is that considered turning on an electric light? Is that considered a ma'isa hadlaka? Is that considered an act? Or is that not considered an act? That's only considered a grumma. And that's how the Ragachava writes that you can't recite a bracha on electric lights because turning on the light, it's not considered enough of a ma'isa. Not everyone agrees to that, and that's a separate share in its own right. We'll have to go into another time whether electric is good for the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. The bottom line is, most poskim assume an incandescent light is, or many poskim, and as well, many say you can make a bracha as well, but that's a separate shear. Just to review, we discussed the issue of Haloschas HaNeros, the dispute whether the mitzvah of Neros, the candles in the Beis HaMikdash, is that the Ma'isa HaDlaka, is the mitzvah of the act of kindling, or is it the fact that you have light in the Beis HaMikdash? From the Rambam, it's Mashma, the implication of the Rambam, it's just that there should be light. From the Ravid, it seems to disagree. Ba'adlaka is near Chanukah. It seems to be the Ma'is Adlaka because you can't get benefit from the candles. And Shabbos is a major discussion. Two opinions in the Bali Tosfos. Whether if you have a a lit candle before, could you leave it? That should be the same issue on the Magen Avraham's case with the woman getting married, as well as the guy lighting during Ben HaShemashos. All these issues seem to resolve around the issue of whether the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is the Maisa Hadlaka, or is it the fact you have light? And of course, to conclude, as we mentioned in the past, that the whole purpose of Ner Shabbos is to have light, whatever the mice is, the issue is to have light, as the Gemara tells us that there's nothing worse than walking around in the dark, stumbling your toe, and causing friction. Shabbos is a special time to have peace, as the Zohar or the Arizal writes, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshoseichem, that we don't have the Eish HaMachokas, and one should strive, through the mitzvah of Halachas Neiros, Shabbos, to fulfill as well as the mitzvah all year round, and especially on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis.